Hey there, everybody. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM Brattleboro Community Radio. It is Wednesday, February the 24th, 2010. Wednesday night at 9 p.m., starting right at 9 p.m. tonight for the first time in a very, very long time. Welcome to this show, So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
It's snowing.
It is a lot.
It snowed
it was a
lot.
Snow day.
How many inches did it snow today here in the Brattleboro?
More than two.
I think it was like 2 feet of snow, it felt like.
It was enough snow. It was really heavy snow.
It was really... You shoveled.
I shoveled. And I squeegeed. I've got water all everywhere.
I bought a new car this weekend.
Did you?
I bought a lesbian Birkenstocka.
Really?
Or as they call it, a Subaru. Don't you feel like I'm one of your sisters now?
Nope.
Wait. You didn't even look up for that. Don't you feel like I'm part of the lesbian tribe?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. We were shoveling, and then, did you see, like, the pretty blue color in between the snow? Like, when you're shoveling, it looks really blue.
Yes,
and
was.
I said, oh, look at the pretty blue. And Andrew said, yeah, you should keep shoveling. All right, gay stories aplenty. Gay stories aplenty. This is just from a few hours ago. Two men from Washington State, and their names are Carl Urseff and Michael Maria, who have been together for how many years, Becca?
A while.
23 years. They placed an announcement in the Kitsap Sun, which is the name of a newspaper, stating their intent to marry as soon as they are legally able to do so. They placed the notice at the request of Ben, a commenter on the website for Seattle's newspaper The Stranger, who encouraged readers to declare their engagements. And this was the quote: gay couples all across the country who would like to marry should get engaged and post their engagement in local newspapers saying they plan to hold a ceremony as soon as it's legal. So we need to put our, you and I, we should put our engagement notice in the
Brattleboro. That way.
What? I don't understand.
It doesn't work that way.
I read the story. You have to post. We're gay people and we need to post our engagement in the Brattleboro Reformer.
But it is legal here, Ken.
Okay.
And you're a boy.
You're like a wet snow blanket. Come on. Let's post our engagement. Now, over in the basketball arena, because you're such a huge basketball fan.
Yeah, because I'm tall. Everyone always asks me, do you play basketball?
And if you'll listen to last week's show, you know that that's not true.
I'm 5'3 on a good day. I'll admit it.
Oh.
I don't hit my head nearly as often as you do, though.
I hit my head quite a bit. Do you ever wear heels?
I'm going to have lots of brain cells left.
I got none. What's the tallest you've ever been in heels?
I guess I'd be 5'9 in heels.
Are you a heel?
The long, big heels. But I didn't, wear those out. I just,
Have you ever worn 6-inch heels?
On. Yes.
How'd that go?
It was not good.
Were you graceful?
I was not graceful.
Oh.
I wanted to know what it was like to be 5'9".
I look at these women on RuPaul's Drag Race. Oh, my God. It's quite unbelievable.
They're pretty amazing, and I almost used words that I'm not allowed to use on the radio.
There you go. Well, over in the basketball arena, the NBA, the Golden State Warriors are going to host their first gay night on March 11th when the Oakland, California-based team plays the Portland Trail Blazers. The Trailblazers, get it? Because
gotcha.
It's like they're blazing the trail for gays. The event, which has been organized by the San Francisco Gay Basketball Association, or the SFGBA, and one of its member teams. I just feel that everything should be an acronym. So the SFGBA and one of its member teams, the Rock Dogs, will include a national anthem performance by the Oakland East Bay Gay Men's Chorus, or the OBGBAMUG, and a halftime show by Cheer San Francisco. And the quote from Sid Zeigler from Out Sports said, quote, it's great to see the Warriors embrace the event by having the gay groups perform during the game. Kudos to everyone involved.
Kudos.
Although it's not like our show has a great pronounceable acronym. TSSSGA. We should have thought about that before we did it. We have some amazing music tonight because we have an amazing guest tonight.
We do.
A repeat guest.
A return guest.
That sounds so much better.
I know it does.
Making a return engagement. And so we are not playing songs that say something about her as much as we're playing performers in the big event that she produces.
And invited us to.
We're working on that.
Yeah, and it didn't happen.
Not yet. But by the end of the show, we're going to be shooping along, which brings us to our first song. Enjoy.
Ooh. How you doing, baby? Shoot. No. Not you. You. Shoot. The bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name?
Shoot.
Damn thing. That sounds sexy. Here I go again.
Oh,
girls, man. What's my weakness?
Hey.
Okay, then chillin', minding my business.
Word.
Your souls, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going on with something kinda wicked, wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I asked for the digits. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hips, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a tip, made me wanna do tricks. Lick them like a lollipop should be lit. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell makes me wanna shoot, shoot, shoot.
Shoot, bad ooh, shoot, bad ooh, shoot, bad ooh, bad ooh, bad ooh. Shoot, bad ooh, shoot, bad ooh, shoot, bad ooh, bad ooh, bad ooh.
You packed in your stack, especially in the back. Brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill, you would be an easy over shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me want to. It's time to have pep. On your mark, get set, go. Let me go, let me shoot to the next man in a three-piece suit. I spend all my dough, Ray me cutie. Shoot, shoo-ba-doobie, like Scooby-Dooby-Doo. I love you in your big jeans. You give me nice dreams. You make me want to scream, ooh, ooh, ooh. I like what you do, when you do, what you do. You make me want to shoot.
Shoot, shoot, bad ooh.
Coming this way, ooh.
Yes, and the P wanna get with me, cool,
uh-huh.
But I'm wicked, G.
Yeah.
Hit skins, but never quickly.
Right.
I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get, for the smell of it.
Right.
You want my ball, here's the hot rod.
Hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard and have you sounding like a retard.
Yeah.
Big corn lover, 6'2", wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot you.
Shoot, bad ooh. Shoot, bad ooh. Shoot, bad ooh.
I mean, that's just useless information in my head that I know every word to that song.
I know.
What am I
too.
Doing with that knowledge?
I don't know.
Not using my powers for good.
What could you learn with that little bit of space in your
I know
brain?
How to shoop. I was shooping all over the studio 2 seconds ago. All right,
that's
so this
true.
Is a story. She gave me looks, folks. She gave me looks.
I did not.
So for the first time, a CNN Time poll shows that more Americans don't think homosexuality is morally repugnant than do. This was the big celebration in the world, the wonderful world of polls this week. For more than 30 years, since 1978, a majority of respondents to the poll have said that homosexual relationships between consenting adults is morally wrong, while a minority have said that homosexuality is not a moral issue. That is until President's Day, my birthday, when 50% of respondents, a whopping 50% of respondents, said homosexuality is not a moral issue, while 48%, we took out the 48%, said that it was morally wrong. 2% said they had no opinion. Who are those?
No opinion. They had,
we can count them for us, can't we?
Well, I think we can because, right. I mean, repugnant is a pretty strong word. And,
okay, so repugnant is a strong word.
I think you know if you feel like it's repugnant.
That it's morally wrong, and yet 48% said it's morally wrong. The number of respondents calling homosexuality morally wrong has fluctuated since 78. Back then, 53%. So since 1978, it's gone down from 53% to this past weekend's 48%. Go team!
Great!
Woo-hoo! We really knocked that down. At the same time,
in the next 30 years, we might
Might get up to 53%.
That's just
think it's okay.
The start of momentum, right there. That's what that is.
Don't you think?
It is. It's the beginning of momentum.
32 years, and we were able to knock that down 5%. Other results from the poll also suggest changing attitudes towards homosexuals in America. 69% of the respondents said that they favor allowing gays and lesbians to serve openly in the military, the highest number of supporters ever recorded for that question.
And most people think we should be allowed to live.
Yes. A whopping 52% reported that they think that we should live. No, that wasn't
He made that up. He made it up. Don't
that up.
Write
so
us about that.
People in the comment section were cheering. Oh, yay. Look at our progress. Look at our progress. Do you think to yourself when you wake up in the morning that some people think you're morally repugnant? No, seriously, do you? Is it weird?
Every
is it
morning,
weird to be confronted that with that.
It is weird when I'm confronted with it.
Well, I can't. I guess I can't really think of the last time that I spoke with someone who thought I was morally repugnant.
Oh, I can. Monday.
Really?
Monday.
Because of your sexual orientation?
Well, not me. They assumed I was not one of the gays when they were talking to me.
Tell us the story. And use names.
I can't use names.
Why?
I can be completely vague.
Okay. Tell us a vague story using names. What happened?
Oh, it's hard.
What was the location? Was it...
I can't release that information either.
All right.
All right. So let's say that I had to discuss a preferred name, legal name situation with someone.
Okay.
And I just wanted to bring it to their attention that this particular person, that individual that we were working with,
prefers a different name. All right.
And the person who I was working with turned to me and said, "Oh yeah, I used to work with a man who wanted to be a woman."
Okay.
He would flounce around and then she did the hand thing that, you know, everyone always does. And I was like, I don't know why he felt the need to rub it in our faces all the time. I'm like, yeah, I know. I get it. You want to be a woman.
Fascinating.
From what it sounded like, she was talking about someone who is kind of, you know, flaming.
Huh.
Which I think is wonderful.
So, I'm gonna lower the volume a half notch and tell everyone who it...
No, that's not going to work. But what would you do in a situation like that? I think I was so flabbergasted to once again be pinned as the wrong kind of ally that I did not fare as well.
Oh my gosh.
I kind of spun on my heels. I was like,
can we write
I'll
a book?
Right back.
That would be such a great title for a book, The Wrong Kind of Ally.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what our Twitter feed is going
to
be called.
Passing us straight when I really don't want to.
Coming out straight.
It's interesting though, because I feel like other groups that are discriminated against, people usually can tell.
Right.
From just looking at them. And so how often would someone, I don't know, who's disabled, hear comments about people who are disabled to their faces? I feel like that would be
more rare. You're passing.
Exactly. And I was speaking with someone else, another gay woman, who also, I guess, looks, and I'm doing air quotes, straight.
Okay.
Who said the same thing happens to her all
the time. Wait, do I look straight?
All the time.
This is the big deal.
I think this is the test, Ken. Do people come off to you and talk to you about the gays?
They don't.
Because I get offered this information on a regular basis.
They don't. Like, this is, I will tell you, this is the big deal this week with Johnny Weir, because these two broadcasters, I didn't even pull up this story, but these two broadcasters on some French-speaking Canadian station, as they were watching the men's figure skating, just made some comment about, oh, he should check his gender, and you can just tell from looking at him that he's gay. And they were severely reprimanded, these broadcasters. And Johnny Weir actually just came out with a statement a couple seconds ago, saying, don't apologize, just think before you speak. So
right.
he's become quite the focal point.
But what would you do in a situation like that? I want to know.
Has
that ever happened to you? Do people ever come up to you and just kind of assume you're on the...
Well, it has happened. My pat line that I use all the time is pretty monotone. It's pretty deadpan. I'm not making a joke. It's really just turning to them and saying, "Now you get that that's offensive, right? You get that that's offensive." And that's actually not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to use your I statements and say, "I feel offended that you're an idiot," as opposed to "you're an idiot."
Yes.
So
I don't know. I feel like I always plan on reacting one way. And then in the situation, I often find that I go from zero to red line and I need to remove myself from the situation and then approach it again.
We want to start collecting. Let's collect responses. This will be our topic for the day that we will take emails on. This show is so gay at AOL.com. Write us an email and let us know how you respond. Because I think there are probably three responses. It's what you think you're going to say if you're in such a situation, what you actually say, and then, oh my God, what you wanted to say 5 minutes later.
Right, exactly.
If even 2 seconds later. So send us an email at thisshowissogay@AOL.com. Do you have like a standard line that you use when you are confronted with homophobia? What do you say? And not just in writing. We want to know in the actual moment, what do you say? Do you walk away? Walking away is okay too.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe I need some rainbow jewelry.
There you go.
You know, or some rainbow pin or something that I just wear all
gotta
the time.
Wear your gay hat.
I gotta wear my gay hat, man.
Wear your gay hat.
I'll wear my This Show Is So Gay t-shirt.
There you go. I can't find mine. I gotta start ordering some more. So I want to do a quick shout out though. We had a fantastic email from one of our listeners who wrote to us about just everything, a great link of everything that's going on in Africa, and it's really nutty in Africa right now. I mean, nutty is such a stupid word to use, but so everything that's going on with Uganda and that the pressure of these anti-gay bills in Uganda are having a ripple effect that's leading to a crackdown on gays in Malawi and anti-gay picketing in Kenya. And it's pretty crazy. So in Uganda, a member of the Uganda parliament, which is currently debating, as I said, an anti-gay bill that would punish homosexuality with death, this guy said on Friday at a human rights forum that he would kill his own son if he found out his son were gay.
Oh.
Human rights for everyone.
Yeah.
We can't begin to know it, how much
belong. We belong to the light. We belong to the thunder. We belong in Maryland because effective immediately, Maryland Attorney General Douglas F. Gansler, no relation to Mark Gensler, has announced that the state can recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states.
Fantastic.
Gansler said state agencies can begin acknowledging the rights gay couples have been awarded in states where same-sex marriage is legal. The announcement comes with Gansler's issuance Wednesday morning of a long-awaited opinion on the validity of same-sex marriages performed elsewhere. This is from the Baltimore Sun. Quote, Senator Richard S. Madalino Jr., a Democrat, asked in May if such marriages could be recognized. The opinion does not enable same-sex couples to wed here. It also does not carry the weight of law, but is meant to guide judges and state agencies. It's a step. It's a step. That's a good step.
It is a good step. It's a baby step, but it's still a step.
We'll take these steps. Because, you know, in 32 years, we got that number down to 48% of people who think we're morally repugnant.
Confusing.
So I'm filled with hope. A story out of the South African Center for Epidemiological Modeling and Analysis. Brian Williams, who works there, he believes that by testing every person at risk of HIV and AIDS and prescribing antiretroviral treatment, ART, for all patients with HIV, that this will stop the spread of new infection in 5 years. And in the next few decades, he believes that the treatment will wipe out the epidemic.
Right.
Good news. It's good news. We hope.
So we should test everyone, pretty much.
Test every person at risk. Yeah, there you go.
Well, because you can't really figure out who's at risk all that clearly. Because
you know what I was thinking? People do lie.
People totally
lie. So now I'm thinking back to an experience that I had at work on Monday where I was on my way to a meeting and someone said, oh, where are you going? And I said, oh, I'm going to this meeting. And she was putting up posters and she said, can you take one of these posters with you? And it was a poster for a blood drive.
Oh.
And I said, no. How weird was that? That's how I took a stand at work. I said, oh, you know, no, because I can't even give blood. And so I'm not going to support this discriminatory poster going up without some educational piece that goes along with it. So I took a stand there.
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
I made my point clear.
I don't know. I still have really mixed feelings about that.
About what? I think people should give blood.
No, I know.
I think everyone should.
I know.
I just wish everyone could.
Well, I told you that I had a friend
who
needed a lot of blood transfusions. And one of the last conversations I had with her, she was stressing the importance of donating blood on a regular basis because that's what kept her alive for 20 years.
Everybody.
And so it's like, oh, God. But at the same time, it is such a questionable policy, and it's really upsetting.
Let me make it perfectly clear, because I don't want to get any mean emails. If you can give blood, you should go give blood. It is a great experience. Your blood will go to good use.
Well, I've also been rejected for donating blood for like, oh, you're too pale. You're too small.
Yeah.
Your iron count's probably low. It's probably low.
See, mine is the gay and get this. I don't know if you and I have talked about this
or
revelation
different places
in my
I've
life.
Traveled, but
yeah, I don't go anywhere. What's the other reason that I can't give blood? Because I have a tattoo.
Oh yes.
You'll notice I'm saying this over the air.
Uh-oh. Does that mean that your parents
out.
Now know?
I don't know if my dad does, but I am.
He does now.
He does now. I can edit that out. No, but I'm not going to because my mom, I did have one seen.
Your poor parents. You're just full of surprises.
Parents.
Do you have any other closets that you need to come out with your parents?
I don't think so. I used to wear a lot of flannel.
He now owns a Subaru. He is a lesbian.
See? Don't you feel like we have
this
sisterhood?
Let's just hit all of the stereotypes at once.
We have a sisterhood that just can't be denied, Becca. And now we have to write to the Brattleboro Informer and inform them of our intentions.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell. Lesbian or Vermonter? You know?
Which
stereotype are you aiming for
here? Please get tons of hate mail. Tons of hate mail.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't had our protesters yet, so.
So I started this new thing where after every show on Thursday, when I post the show, I do some sort of gay topic on iBrattleboro. So I posted on iBrattleboro last week. Last week's topic was about when we were talking to Chandler Burr, and the point was supposed to be about why aren't our gay leadership using the argument that being gay is not a choice. And what it turned into on iBrattleboro, it was viewed like 400, 500 times, was a conversation on, well, nobody really believes that it's not a choice. And then people said, no, I grew up and that's what I was told, that it is a choice. And it was fascinating. It wasn't what I intended in terms of a topic, but I guess I hit on a little bit of a nerve with the choice versus no choice thing. Just want to put that out there. This is one of my favorite songs. One of my favorite songs.
Interesting. I'm going to have to look that article up now. Posted last Thursday.
Oh, on iRattleboro?
See the
Just type
chatter.
In being gay is not a choice. Or Uh-oh. Just even being gay. And there's a ton of chatter. There's quite
Pretty
a few
sure
comments.
There's not that much chatter if I type in gay.
No, there is. Because I posted so many gay topics there on the iRattleboro. Here you go. Enjoy this song.
I can't imagine I would over.
wish I was. Yeah.
No, Ken. Okay, you're on the air
now. I've said the bad place.
Don't scare away our listeners. We like our listeners.
What'd you get in the mail?
I got my census.
It's very exciting. Yeah. Now, you have to go queer your census.
What does that mean?
It means that you go to queerthecensus.org. God, I hope that's right. Will you double check that as we're on here? Queerthecensus.org.
Queerthecensus.org.
Lovely.
Very good job there, Ken.
And you order your queer census little stickers, and then they'll put them on the back, and then they can count how many gays took the census. So that's very, very important, Becca. You must queer your census. Do not send it back.
Yeah, but, I mean, how many people are really going to do it? And is anybody going to care? Is it just going to jam up the machine?
We have to believe that it is going to make a difference. It's going to make a difference. Now, do you read
all these... we also want the government to be asking people if they're...
Yes, it will make us much easier to round up... Oh, wait a second. Yes, we want to queer the census. We want our voices heard. In this very basic government function, I studied demography as part of my PhD. I had to take a course that I still don't really understand, but I got a B+ in it, called Demography, Human Rights, and Ethics. And I learned that the census can be used for good. I also learned that it could be used for evil, but that's a story for a different day.
Evil, evil.
Do you follow all the Don't Ask, Don't Tell stories? I must say, I don't.
I keep stumbling upon them.
Yeah.
On the radio or...
They're going to study it. We should end kicking people out immediately. No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, it's...
And then Cheney said, no, we shouldn't. Oh, I had a heart attack. That was Cheney. So it's not good. It's not good. I don't really get it.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel the same way as I have the whole time, which is just like, can we just get over it already?
And just do it.
This is a stupid policy.
In other countries...
It needs to go away.
In other countries, they recognize that it's a stupid policy. And what was the other state you were talking about? Was it Minnesota?
Minnesota.
What's going on in Minnesota? Minnesota. Shout out to Jenny Karstad. Minnesota. Yeah. What's going on in Minnesota?
They're taking baby steps towards equality.
And what's going on?
So says 365gay.com. They're just starting committee hearings on legalizing gay marriage, but it's still very early in the process for them.
Okay.
So
it's happening everywhere. It's happening everywhere. So... We want
the gay agenda.
The gay agenda. Now, we tonight were to have a extraordinarily busy guest. But we think that something came up for her, and so she's not able to call in. But we wanted to give her a shout-out anyway,
yes.
And it was to Mariah Hansen, who is the founder of The Dyna, which you should check out. It's thedyna.com. I would like it known.
And they can look up our... last show with her about last year's Dyna.
I don't always do this.
I do not always
give a shout out to the guest who, for whatever reason, was unable to.
I've never
done this. But we love the Dyna. And so I wanted to tell folks a little bit about the Dyna because this is going to be the 20th anniversary of the Dyna. It takes place from March 30th through April 4th. And it's got just a ton of amazing, amazing guests lined up, including, as we played earlier, the reunion of Salt and Peppa.
Yes.
Salt and Peppa are going to be at the Dyna. So you should go party at the Dyna. You should go get your picture taken at the Dyna. I just would like it pointed out. We don't do this.
No, we don't.
We don't do this.
No, we don't, but we know she has a good reason. We just know
it. Oh, gosh. It's Mariah Hansen. Because she's freaking busy. The Dyna's like a month away.
We go way back.
And, you know, she's going to give us tickets for this. So you stroll on over to thedyna.com, and you will learn all about the Dyna.
And hopefully we'll have her do a rain date.
Would you go by yourself? So here's our hypothetical. Mariah Hansen calls me tomorrow and says, you know, I couldn't make it because I was booking this amazing guest, but I want you two to host karaoke night. And then I can't go. Would you go to the Dyna by yourself?
Sure. Why not?
Would you have a blast?
Would you have a blast.
Do you make friends very quickly?
I could, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I'd be very friendly.
You'd be very friendly.
Well, maybe not very friendly, but.
Would you want to take someone with you or would you want to go by yourself?
I don't know. I think I'd be probably pretty comfortable traveling by myself. I travel a lot by myself, so I guess a lot of people get all freaked out when they see me like alone in a restaurant or something, but I'm quite content.
They do with that with me too, but it's usually because I'm crying.
Oh,
yeah,
that's sad.
What it is. I'm not very good at traveling alone because I second guess myself very quickly. And I'm like, oh, maybe it said gate 48, when in fact it said gate 2. And I knew it said gate 2. I had memorized it. I wrote it on my hand, and then I'm sitting there crying. And people say, oh, do you need help? And why do you have that stuffed cow? Because that's who comes with me.
I don't know. I really love traveling by myself.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I meet people easier. If you're there with one other person, I feel like you look like a closed-off group.
And would you want to
people
meet,
don't want to interrupt you.
Would you want to meet a ton of people, or would you want to find, like, this little group? Do you want to click? Because I tend to go for the click.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you want to meet as many people as possible?
Clicks often come with click drama.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
No, not so much for me.
Not so much?
No. Okay. I'm a lone wolf, man. No, just kidding.
Wandering in the wilderness of the Dinah.
I think I would probably just get distracted by a book and wind up like...
Do you really think that would happen at the Dinah?
I don't think it would.
Oh my God, are you serious?
I'm that sad, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I probably wouldn't.
I've started doing audiobooks.
Yeah.
I listened to the Kathy Griffin audiobook. Loved it. Just want to put that out there. All right, we're going to play a quick song, and then we're going to do a little bit more with you.
Absolutely.
And feeling like P. Diddy. Hey, grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Drop top and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tips. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up. Tonight, I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock.
We are cutting that short for a very good reason. See, now I have a theory. I have a theory that tonight's guest waited until she got a huge shout out.
Yes, and then decided to call us. Actually, she just wanted to set us straight that we are not getting tickets, no matter how many nice things we say.
Talked about it. Well, we don't even need to introduce her because we just did a big introduction. I think she milked it for every drop.
I think
this
she
is
did.
How the Dinah is so successful.
I was holding out for the shout out.
I have, yeah. Mariah Hansen, welcome back to This Show Is So Gay.
Oh, and I am so gay too.
Yes, you are.
You know, when you're really properly gay, you should be on time, don't you think?
I think so.
I don't know. I think when you're properly
gay, you're fashionably late.
When you're properly gay, you milk it for every ounce of publicity you can get, and I feel that's what you've achieved on tonight's This Show Is So Gay.
But we never give shout outs ever.
No, this was huge.
You know, you guys always give me such great love, and I'm sending it right back to you.
Well,
you are awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, we got a lot of Dinah to talk about, do we not?
Okay.
Is it not the 20th Dinah?
Yes. Can you believe it?
No.
That's amazing.
What happened to my youth, Ken?
Well, you started organizing them when you were 12, so I mean...
Exactly. Right.
That's not so bad.
My 20th year, it's a huge milestone, I'm really excited about this year. I think it's going to be an amazing one.
Well,
at 20 years, you become an institution.
Yeah, oh yeah. You know? It's its own thing.
We're institutionalized.
Well, find out on March 31st. But so just let's start out with the basics for folks that don't know. What is your 20-word pitch about what the Dinah is, to boil it down?
It's a 5-day series of Bacchanalian delight for lesbians.
Wow.
From all over the world. Celebrate and live out loud.
Wow.
Wow, that was really good.
Now are there men at the Dinah, Mariah Hansen?
Well, Ken, I've been waiting for you to come.
I've been waiting. I'm going. I'm telling you.
Hey, Ken, there are guys at the Dinah, and what's really cool is that, you know, the younger generation of LGBT people really mingle much more than the older generation, and so I'm seeing more guys come with their girlfriends, their gay girlfriends, and it's really cool. And like Lady Gaga, there were guys there.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's
look
awesome.
At that. Now it's been 20 years. Now with this 20-year perspective, what do you think that the Dinah contributes to the gay community? Because it is an institution, Mariah, in its 19 years.
The Dinah actually, it becomes this really incredible celebration for lesbians where they get to come together and live out loud, like we could talk about. But I also think that politically it's really significant because lesbians are becoming a powerhouse. The Dinah is really putting lesbians on the map. We're becoming trendsetters for the entertainment industry.
Absolutely.
That's really exciting because, you know, artists play the Dinah and they take off. We're becoming a really serious festival for emerging artists to play.
so exciting.
That's never happened for lesbians.
Look at and Katy Perry and Lady Gaga.
Exactly. And Kesha. Kesha right now is number one on the chart. She just beat a 30-year record.
Wow.
And if she can hold out and become number one next week, she holds the record for longest-running number one hit in Billboard's reporting history.
And she's going to be at the Dyna.
Yes.
There you go. Now, this is a little different. We were talking about it right before you called in because you were milking it. the pool party.
How cool is that?
How cool is that?
Great.
So now, is this...
Now, that was one of my things where some people say, how do you get your ideas? And I dream them.
Oh, wow.
You dreamt that?
I woke up in the middle of the night and went, I've got to do that. And I thought it was kind of bizarre, and I didn't know how I would kind of weave that into a really wild, raucous pool party. But
right.
It just organically worked out. It was one of those instincts that people... The idea really resonated with people, so the No Hate Day is going to be huge. The photographers are coming. Nobody can get those pictures unless you live in L.A., and they're going to be taking group photos with anybody who's wearing a white shirt. So people get to make their own statement that day. We're partying with a cause, but at the end of the day, we're taking a group photo of the entire pool party, and we're sending it out to all major media outlets across the world, letting them know, hey, we just finished the Dyna, but we partied with a cause this time. We want our rights.
Now, what do you think? How do you think people are going to respond? In my happy place, everyone's going to just say, great, this is combining the partying with a cause. But I'm a little nervous. I'm nervous that some of our more jaded.
The response has been insane. People are so excited.
Awesome.
That's partially because we've really seen so many tremendous losses to our civil rights in the last few months. And so there's a passion within the community, especially with the younger community, that probably hasn't been this high since Stonewall.
Wow.
So, no, people are really digging on the idea. Because I've made it very clear, it's still a party.
Right.
It's just that it's going to be a party where you get to actually make a difference and make a statement. And no, it's, the girls love it.
I think this is huge. I think it's so crucial that you are showing to people that you can actually raise awareness and you can fight for a cause. And it can be shocker fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking way earlier in the show just about Becca had encountered something homophobic earlier in the week, and we were talking about our responses to homophobia, and it brought the question forward for us. Have you ever had to deal with homophobia at the Dyna?
I did years ago when I first started.
Okay.
And I don't really think that we do anymore. You know, 20 years ago, there was... The hotels would, like, make these announcements to their staff that they didn't have to work the weekend if they didn't want to, based on moral beliefs. But now, you know, all these hotels fight for the group.
So that's a difference.
The mindset's completely changed with the Palm Springs community, which back then was very Republican and now is very gay. We took over, so...
That's awesome. Nick, you were very active.
That's exactly what they were afraid of.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? See what happens? You don't have love in your heart?
Damn pool party. Now, folks might not know this about you. They might think she's just working on the Dyna 24/7. But you were quite active in the fight for equality.
Yes, very much so.
Tell everybody. Tell people what you work on.
Well, I'm on the board of Equality California. And I have been, I think it's my fourth year now. And it's a really personal subject for me because I think that it's really easy for us to get in and out of relationships because we don't have a really strong fabric of marriage in our community that helps us to see marriage as something much more serious or relationships as something much more serious. And I think we really need that. Not everybody needs it.
Right.
But I think that it would be nice to have in our community so that we can have role models of long relationships and really wonderful lives together that show that's also an option for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's a fight that I take really personally because I think it will strengthen the fabric of our community. And I also think that there's also an issue of, you know, separate's never equal. That's already been proven in this country.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so you can look at it from a marriage point of view. You can look at it from a civil rights point of view. At any different level, our rights are still being taken away from us or not even given to us. And we have to say no to that. And the real message there is that, gays and lesbians right now more than ever need to live out loud. And that's my real message about the Diana this year, is live out loud. You need to tell every single person in your life that you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're afraid, you can't do it anymore, because it's too hard for people who know. If someone's voting against us in the voting booth,
right.
Yeah. It's a lot harder to do when they have a face to that vote.
Yeah,
right.
It's a lot harder to do when they know that neighbor that they really like is a gay or a lesbian, or that their cousin or their brother or sister is a gay or a lesbian. A little bit harder to say, I'm going to vote against you. And
right.
So it's really the time again for all of us to have that courage to come out.
That's awesome. Now, has anybody ever gotten married at the Dyna?
I think I may have a few times when I drank too much in my earlier career, but but it wasn't old. I'm just kidding.
That's so funny.
Thank goodness for the security video that helped you figure out who they were.
No one's been married to the Dyna because it's not legal.
Oh, but no even civil unions, no domestic partnerships happening at the Dyna?
No, that's a great idea, though.
All right.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you for giving me that idea.
No problem. It came to you in a dream.
You gave it, and 6 months from now, I'm going to go, I had the best idea.
No, you're not. You're going to say, I had the best dream, and in my dream, I dreamt that two people should get married.
Yeah, I spoke with these people.
You caught on to my number quick, Ken.
This was not a hard one. This was not, all right. So now this is going to be a little bit of a different game with you tonight, because normally, as our listeners know, we have our guests choose four songs that really speak to them, and they have to tell us what those songs say about them. This is going to be a little harder for you tonight, Mariah Hansen, because we took four songs from artists who have appeared at the Dyna. And you are going to tell our listening audience on the spot, love this, what these songs say about Mariah Hansen. You ready?
Okay.
No pressure. What does Salt-N-Pepa's Shoop say about Mariah Hansen?
It says that I really love a slow groove, and I think that anything sexy and sensual is incredibly attractive.
Nice. This is not your first time at this rodeo.
No.
All right.
Yes, it is, but I'm pretty quick on my feet.
And then one of my favorite songs of all time appeared at the Dyna, Sophie B. Hawkins. What does Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover say about Mariah Hansen?
It says that I've been madly in love with this incredible woman for 6 years, and every time I hear that song, I think of her.
Wow.
That's really cute.
I feel that she called in late to prepare her answers.
This is a bit of a setup.
This is a setup. All right, we're only going to make you do one more because I think you're a plant at this point.
Okay,
what does TikTok say about Mariah Hansen?
TikTok says about Mariah Hansen that she feels like she does not have quite enough time to prepare the Dyna, but I'm going to make it happen.
Are there Dyna interns?
Yeah, I have a really small staff right up to the event, and then I have a huge staff at the event. But people would be surprised at how few people actually really put this event together. We work our butts off.
I want to be an intern. I want to be a Dyna intern.
Hey, Ken and Becca, either of you can be an intern.
All right.
Man, I want to be a Dyna bartender.
Do you?
I do.
I want to host a karaoke night. That's all I want.
I'm going to go get hired by one of these hotels that you go to.
Although at this point, I'm performing, the wedding that came to Mariah in a dream at some point. Where should folks go to learn more about the Dyna?
Thanks, Ken. TheDyna.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all the information that you need there. And tickets go up March 1st. And the Hyatt has about 60 rooms left. So if you haven't booked your room yet, please do so.
Okay.
All right.
Now, it's so fun. I am sure you love it more than even I do. I love seeing the Facebook posts of people who are going for the first time.
Yeah, it's fun, huh?
Who are just so excited.
So excited. Yeah.
No,
pretty
and
cool.
And it's very clear, and I'm sure you know this, but let's just say it for the sake of saying it. This is a huge outlet for people who are not allowed to be gay all year long. And you are providing that outlet, and that is a huge service, Mariah, and I hope you know that.
Yeah. Thank you, Ken.
So we love everything that you're doing, and we love that you are injecting a huge dose of fun into this community that really needs to remind itself that there is fun to be had.
Yes. There's fun to be had, absolutely.
Awesome.
And
Mariah
are you going
Hansen.
On vacation after this?
Yes, I think I really need one at this point.
What are your plans?
I'm gonna come visit you too.
Come to Vermont.
Yeah.
Come on down.
You might want to wait for the thaw.
Yeah.
But...
The Dyna in mud season in Vermont. Not so much. Mariah Hansen, it is, as always, a pleasure. Can this be an annual gig? Can we do
I love it. You two are two of my favorite interviews. So I'm really sorry that I was late because I absolutely adore you, and I can't wait till you invite me on the show again.
Oh, Mariah, it's an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
You all the best with the Dyna. Folks, go on over to thedyna.com and get on down there. Thanks, Mariah.
Bye, you guys.
Have a great time.
Thank you.
Love that.
I told you she
would
call. I had no doubt.
I had no doubt. And that actually brings us to the end of our show.
That's
how amazing this is. And we're going to return you to TikTok, already in progress. And that's pretty much it. So stroll on over to theshowisogay.com and read about our upcoming guests. We have amazing upcoming guests. And join our Facebook group. We haven't done a plug for the Facebook group in quite some time. So join the Facebook group. You just go to Facebook and you type in "This Show Is So Gay" and you'll get us. And you'll join the other 500 some odd people that are fans of "This Show Is So Gay." Or just go over to theshowisogay.com, click on contact, and there's all the contact information on how you send us an email and all that fun stuff.
And don't forget that we're live on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time, and we are online on Instant Messenger. And we are "This Show Is So Gay."
That is our screen name.
That's the screen name.
If you're looking at your wallet and you're thinking, what the heck am I going to do with that $9? Stroll on over to thisshowisogay.com and donate $9 to my fight to end HIV. So that's pretty much it for us, folks. What a jam-packed night. That was fun.
It was.
Super fun. Get out there, folks. Get down to the Dyna. Respond to homophobia in whatever way you do that. And remember, above all else, why be gay when you can be... So gay.
In the morning, feeling like P. Diddy. Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city. Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes. Trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Drop top and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy.